the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast day. This great and holy feast day of the Annunciation is indeed the feast of the Good News. It is called in Greek the Evangelismos, the day of the Evangelium, the day of the announcement of glad tidings of the Good News. You could say this is the Gospel of the Gospels, this account of Gabriel coming to the Virgin to declare that she would give birth to the Promised One, that he indeed would be the Son of God. This holy day of Annunciation has two factors expressed by the two principal figures of the Virgin Mary and the Archangel Gabriel. We have the message that the Archangel brings, and the reception of the message by the Virgin. The message is that God comes to regenerate the human race. He comes to regenerate the human race in the very womb of the Virgin Mary. That in her womb begins the renewal, the regeneration, the recapitulation, the restoration, the complete and utter rebuilding of our humanity that happens through Jesus Christ and then to everyone who is in Jesus Christ, united to him, as we would say, through the life of the church, through the sacraments, through the new birth of water and the Spirit that is given to us, through our connection to him, that he becomes the first fruits of a new human race, and all those who are united to him compose that new humanity. Because the old was broken, the old had failed, the old was defective, the old needed to be replaced, to be brought back to its former self, to its former state. And Christ does that through the Incarnation. And then there's the Virgin's reception of the message, which the fathers point out she receives the message of Gabriel different than Eve received the message of the serpent, which indeed was Lucifer. That unlike Eve, the Virgin questions, how can this be? How is this possible? That what you're telling me could come to pass. I've not known a man. Whereas Eve, the serpent tells her something, she goes for it, she doesn't question, and indeed he leads her into great disobedience from God's will. So the Theotokos questions, she receives the answer that she will receive power from on high of the Holy Spirit overshadowing her, and she will give birth to the Son of God. And then she says, let it be unto me according to thy word. And she becomes, therefore, the new Eve, just as her son, as St. Paul says, is the new Adam, the new model of man. She, the new Eve, the new mother of the living, as indeed she gives birth to a new beginning for us all. This day of the Annunciation, though it comes in Lent, it indeed is exactly 9 months before the Nativity, 9 months before the birth of our Lord. And again, the Church points out that the exact time of the 9 months indicates the perfection of the fulfillment of God's will in this holy and unique and special birth. And we come to celebrate it even in the midst of the fast with the sign that this holy day points us to the fulfillment of all things, which comes indeed at the cross and the resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior. But she is the one that makes it humanly possible. And again, the fathers say that God the Creator waited on the word from his creature, that she freely, humanly, of her own free will, of her own free decision, had to respond to the message of the archangel, and she had to say yes. And God would not act until she said yes. And indeed, the teaching is that at the moment she said yes, she conceived the eternal Son of God in the flesh who had come to be in her. And of course, it is as well this day remembers and celebrates the beginning of life at conception that used to be taught in schools without hesitancy, without question, without any political coloring, that indeed life begins at this moment of conception. And this is the day we celebrate on this great and holy day of the Annunciation. May we rejoice and be glad in it as an encouragement on the way to Holy Pascha. May we ask the holy prayers of the Most Holy Theotokos and Ever-Virgin Mary and of the Holy Archangel Gabriel, and that through their holy prayers, our Lord Jesus Christ would strengthen us to complete the course of the fast, have mercy on us, and save us. Amen. Joyous feast day.
Joyous feast day.